Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.
Hey, it's Sergio from the D&D Lorecast, and if you've been listening to the show, if you listen to the middle of the show, we always talk about our Patreon and all the cool stuff that we have available for folks who sign up. We talk about the bonus content. Obviously, a bonus episode is easy to figure out. It's an extra episode that you normally wouldn't get. But we also talk about the Patreon Plus installments, and that might be a little confusing as to figure out what it might be. So we're going to show you. We're going to post a Patreon Plus installment. It's basically a deeper dive into the lore that we cover. So a couple weeks back, we talked about the Warforged from Eberron. Well, this is a Patreon Plus installment, a deeper dive into that. We're going to talk about the Lord of Blades. So hope you enjoy it. Hope it might pique some interest in the Patreon for you. And if you want to just keep listening to the episodes we release on the public feed, by all means, go ahead. We appreciate you either way. So without further ado, let's get started.
Robots Radio presents the Dungeons & Dragons Lorecast, the best way for everyone from experienced Dungeon Masters to those curious about D&D to learn more about the worlds, creatures, and lore of Dungeons & Dragons.
We were made as weapons, the Lord of Blades has declared over and over. Let us be weapons! Let the nations of the land reap what they have sown! Welcome to the Dungeons & Dragons Lorecast. My name is Sergio, and this is a Patreon Plus installment for our Warforged episodes, and we are going to talk about the Lord of Blades. Stalking the Mornland like a spectral juggernaut, the Lord of Blades has emerged from the turmoil of the last war as a symbol that calls to all the Warforged of Corvair. Mystery surrounds the enigmatic Lord of Blades, whose reality is wrapped in legend and whose very existence threatens the future of the common races of Eberron. So the Lord of Blades, a powerful and charismatic Warforged, gathers followers from among the living constructs and seeks to build an empire upon the ruins of Sire, deep within the desolate Mornland. His enclave rises above the broken land as a beacon to other Warforged who have grown disenchanted with life among the fleshborn. Some speak of the Lord of Blades as a great philosopher and teacher, while others describe him merely as a power-mad warlord and a self-styled prophet who wishes to challenge what he calls the weaker, flesh-bound races for supremacy of the continent. His hidden enclave follows a strict regimen that crosses theocratic ideals with the power of a military dictatorship. The Lord of Blades serves as both God and King to his followers. And regardless of what else may go on, the Lord of Blades' word is law. The Warforged who join him must accept his rule or be destroyed. So where did the Lord of Blades come from? Well, some tales proclaim that he led the Warforged armies of Sire in the last war. One legend regards him as the first Warforged ever created. There's a contradictory story that paints him as possibly the last to emerge from the Caneth creation forges before they were dismantled as required by the Thronehold Accords. One dark and disturbing legend claims that the Lord of Blades caused the destruction of Sire and warns that he plans to repeat this act in each of the five nations. Now remember, the Mornland is now the desolate area that was once Sire. It was destroyed on the Day of Mourning in some mysterious act that whose causes are unknown to anyone. Still others claim the Lord of Blades and Bulwark, the Warforged who actually helped convince King Bornell to free the living constructs, are actually one and the same. And it's interesting, if you read into a little bit of that lore, King Bornell is actually obsessed with this idea that he allowed Bulwark to leave and now has unleashed this possible threat to the entire continent. But whatever the truth may be, there are two firm positions regarding the Lord of Blades now. The vast majority of Warforged consider him to be a false and deluded prophet, or even an abomination that must be destroyed. However, to a vocal minority, the Lord of Blades has emerged as a messiah to that segment of the Warforged population that seeks to embrace their construct heritage over their living heritage. The Lord of Blades has a small but devoted band of fanatical Warforged within his camp. He preaches this apocalyptic vision of a future wherein Warforged inherit the world by blade and blood. His most trusted followers, his captains, and the other apostles that follow him have adopted names that honor the Lord of Blades and place them at the head of his band, names like Saber and Falcon and Scimitar. It's pretty cool nicknaming scheme, in my opinion. His followers hang upon his every word and sermon, memorizing his proclamations and prophecies as part of their daily devotion. When it comes to battle, when it comes to actually throwing hands, the Lord of Blades has few equals. Usually, adventurers must contend with his followers and lieutenants and captains first, you know, because to face the Lord of Blades directly is to invite surefire death. His many blades, sharp and deadly, surround him like armor and form a whirlwind of blood and steel when he charges into battle. The only reason he has not spread his campaign of conquest beyond the Mornland, well, many believe it's because his army is still too small. A relatively small faction of Warforged is attracted to his teachings after all, but not all of these zealots have been able to reach his side. They haven't been able to cross into the Mornland for one reason or another. Rumors persist that the Lord of Blades seeks to recover a creation forge and rediscover the secret of Warforged construction, but it doesn't appear that he has yet mastered the ability to churn out new Warforged on a regular basis. In fact, it's whispered that within his hidden enclave that he actually already controls a damaged K'nith creation forge. And although he is an artificer of some skill, the Lord of Blades hasn't mastered the forge or accomplished a complete set of repairs. Still, he uses it slowly and carefully to try and create new Warforged. But despite his care, some that have emerged from this forge are misshapen in body or in mind or in both. In the meantime, the Lord of Blades agents attack outposts to free Warforged slaves, to raid K'nith strongholds in search of information on Warforged creation, and also scour distant Zendrick, the Zendrick continent, for artifacts that may have some ties to modern Warforged. His followers have no fear of dying for their cause. They believe that the Lord of Blades can repair them and raise them up again in time for the final battle against the fleshbound races. So, most people believe that this fanatical prophet of the Warforged is gathering an army in the Mornland. That's something that isn't really denied amongst people who even don't pay the Lord of Blades much mind. In fact, a number of Warforged juggernauts already make their home in the Mornland and follow their counterpart, their powerful juggernaut counterpart. Stories abound of his zealous attendance and his apocalyptic speeches, promising death to the fleshborn and the ultimate ascendancy of the Warforged. But little is known about his whereabouts, his movements, and his actual plans. Some even doubt whether this construct boogeyman even exists. But still, there are those who are certain of his existence, and they draw strength from it. Some Warforged accept their history for what it is and look toward the future. But others hold a grudge because of how they were exploited by their creators. And it's these Warforged that make up the followers of the Lord of Blades. These fanatics call themselves Blades and they view their charismatic leader as more than just a prophet. To them, he is a divine presence. Their worship sustains him, and in return, he provides them with a sense of purpose and inner strength. Most Blades are murderous fanatics who embrace their construct nature over what they feel is the weakness of their living side. These Blades eschew emotion and empathy and really don't put any sort of value on a non-construct creature. They'll kill any non-warforged without remorse. They will willingly die to attain their ends, and they allow no one to leave their ranks except through death. These warforged believe they are destined to rule over Eberron, for they alone are fit to do so. And to accomplish this, they intend to carve a nation from Sire's corpse within the Mornland. Then they'll conquer the common races of Corvair, destroying any who oppose them and ruling over those who surrender. Now, this group, some may call them a cult, you know, who follow the Lord of Blades, has a simple but clearly defined hierarchy. The Lord of Blades, obviously, naturally, at the top of this military-style organization, which as a whole is known as the Legion. Beneath the Lord of Blades are his captains, each of whom is responsible for a company of several hundred warforged. Reporting directly to each captain are the lieutenants, who themselves command a squad of about 50 or so. The chain of command is enforced rigidly, and insubordination is not tolerated, because it doesn't even exist. The orders of their lord are absolute. And now, that's a military-style organization, but they are very theocratic as well. And they're not a typical faith, where they place no special value on spiritual existence. The Blades waste no time on questions about the nature of souls and whether Warforged have them or not. They have awareness, they have free will, and for them that is enough. They see no purpose to imagining spiritual energy that comes from some distant god, since they receive a tangible benefit from proximity to their leader, and they increase his power through their own obedience. You know, such materialism seems to be oxymoronic in a religion, yet there can be no doubt that the Blades are in fact a religious organization. All the ritual, all the prayer, the spiritual sustenance that you'd find in a traditional religion is present. Oddly enough, though, in the faith or in the view of some outsiders, it appears to be worship without faith. But for those who have met him, for those who have met the Lord of Blades, their God's existence is undeniable. Rather than being some abstract divine principle, the Lord of Blades is a real being who not only manages to have clerics, but whose clerics draw inspiration from their worship of the Lord of Blades and can cast divine magic in his name. His clergy has the primary duty of transmitting their master's words to all members of the Legion. This takes the form of the Lord of Blades' long and aggressive speeches, which followers then memorize and repeat over and over as a mantra. You know, such repetition is typical of any Warforged worship, and kind of in all their daily routine as well. Even among the high-ranked Blades, some are tasked with evangelism. These individuals are dispatched in all directions from the Mornland to different warforged enclaves across the continent. Among these downtrodden folk, they find their most zealous converts. The most passionate of these heralds spend many years as evangelicals in their adopted lands to better awaken and lead others to their destiny. They do not tire of their self-imposed exile from their lord, and frankly, God, because they know that when the signal is given, all will gather in the Mornland to begin the conquest of the flesh-ruled lands. So to summarize, fair folk of the Patreon, some Warforged honor the Lord of Blades as a savior of their people, while others revile him as an abomination. But one thing is true, all Warforged have heard of him and his call to overthrow the other races. It's unclear just when the Lord of Blades started his campaign for domination or where he came from. And equally as unclear is when his supposed plan will come to fruition. Thank you so much for all of your support, fair folk of the Patreon. It is truly appreciated. My name is Sergio. Fare thee well. And until we meet again, may all your 20s be natural.
Thank you for listening to the Dungeons & Dragons Lorecast. If you've enjoyed the show, consider following us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at D&D Lorecast, or jumping into the Robots Radio Discord to chat more with us about Dungeons & Dragons. We'll see you soon.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at Robots.